following very, very special program is brought to you in lively black and white on NBC.
That's right. We come to you today in black and white. Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on My Talk, later at your earliest convenience on our app and website. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly.
We all have black on. That's appropriate.
Oh, we do actually.
Yeah. Oh, I'm wearing green.
Oh, I guess it is like a dark green.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. It's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Coming up in a little bit. Regrets from AMC. Been a little boob tube bonanza. Holly dipped her toe in Ripley. I watched Conan O'Brien's return to the Tonight Show.
Oh, I did too.
I watched it this morning. For the first time in 14, 15 years. We'll do a little marketplace.
He told a Prince story.
I know. That was one of the clips I pulled. And did a really funny thing about returning to 30 Rock and Kelly Clarkson. And it was so good. So good. But first, you know, AMC, theaters in general have had a really rough time since the pandemic. And there's been moments of hope. It's ironic that we just played that song from the Barbie soundtrack. Barbie gave theaters hope. Oppenheimer gave theaters hope. Taylor Swift gave theaters hope. Beyonce's concert film gave theaters hope. And the Dune popcorn bucket gave theaters hope. specifically AMC Theater. Well, it come to find out. Now, if you don't know about this popcorn bucket still, it had a moment in pop culture about a month, 2 months ago when Dune 2 came out. AMC crafted a popcorn bucket, which is now the thing. Like, companies are, Disney's been doing this for years, but people are now collecting these popcorn buckets.
Yeah.
And AMC jumped on this trend smartly and designed a sandworm popcorn bucket. Now, if you don't know what a Dune sandworm looks like, just go ahead and Google it right now. Or if you know what the Sarlacc pit looks like in Return of the Jedi that swallowed Boba Fett, that's basically what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they created a topper to this popcorn bucket, and you would stick your hand basically in the worm's mouth. But to not beat around the bush, because that's not what we do here. It basically looked like a sex toy.
Yeah.
It looked like a fleshlight, which if you don't know what that is, as you're Googling sandworm, go ahead and Google that too.
Have fun talking about that with your kids on the way to school.
That's right. Oh, gosh.
Kids in carpool alert. Yep.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Any hoodly.
But well, that's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like.
And now AMC is saying something about it.
AMC has regrets. They are regretting. They said that if they had known, and this is basically the exact quote. An executive said, if we had known, you perverts would make fun of it and it would be ridiculed as it was. I don't think we would have done it.
Lies. I'm like, all lies.
I'm like, either it lies or get a sense of humor.
Oh, I mean, they knew what they were doing and they happily pushed it out and they got so much PR for it. We all were talking about it. That's what you want.
That is exactly what you want. We had no idea that SNL would make fun of it.
Right. Look at it.
You should be grateful, AMC. Take all the publicity you can get.
Surprised they're not doing a whole another run of them and doing it in pink or something.
Anything. I mean, I just thought to myself, why are you biting the sandworm that feeds you? You know? Why do you know the earned media that you got from
priceless.
That popcorn bucket? I mean, it was priceless. Millions of dollars. Again, you were spoofed on SNL, which is a great benchmark for anything in pop culture.
Yes.
So actually, we're going to play a little bit of the popcorn bucket thing now.
Let's
from
do
SNL.
It. Yeah.
Hey,
Brady.
Hey.
Are you going to be around after school?
Definitely.
Cool. Me too.
Gabby's so cute.
Seriously, bro.
I know. Look, can I tell you guys something?
Yeah, of course.
So, my parents are going out of town tonight, which means I'm gonna have the house to myself.
Wait, does that mean?
I think it's gonna happen tonight. For real.
He's at home putting cologne on.
I've been ready for this moment for a long, long time, and it's happening tonight. Been waiting for someone special, and now that I found it, it finally feels so right. 'Cause I'm a gentle teenage boy with an innocent heart, but you found a way to touch it. And now that my parents are gone, I'm gonna lose my virginity to the Doom popcorn bucket. Play my heartstrings just like a fiddle.
Oh my goodness. That video alone, this isn't the ratings, this isn't TikTok, YouTube alone on the Saturday Night Live account, that one skit, one sketch has 2.2 million views. AMC, just take it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just take it.
Lean in, own it, make some more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, come on. It was hysterical. People talked about AMC theaters for the first time since Nicole Kidman did your openings.
Yes.
Exactly.
And they're still selling on eBay.
Yeah, they are they?
Yep. I just checked. One recently sold for $80.
Oh, my God. That is hysterical.
And that's like, that's on the low end. The most were selling in the three digits, especially around that time.
I so regret not running over. There's a AMC across the street at Eden Prairie Center. I should have run. The minute that came out, because I laughed immediately, I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to stick my hand in that.
Yes.
Yeah. You sure are.
I was thinking about the videos I could have made.
Ugh. Right, right. I know. Anyway, we're going to take a break. AMC. Stop pearl clutching. When we come back, a little boob tube bonanza. Conan returns to the Tonight Show, and Holly took a trip with Ripley. Welcome back, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
But hey, Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Yeah.
Little boob tube bonanza. For the first time in nearly 15 years, Conan O'Brien went back to 30 Rock, went back to NBC, went back to The Tonight Show, the show that he joked he had for about 7 minutes. And
yeah, he got a standing ovation. He's like, this is longer than my show was here.
Yeah. He's like, quiet down. You're cutting into my time. We're going to shut our mouths because we just have two highlights to show to have you listen to if you missed it last night. The first one is his return to 30 Rock, the building itself. Now, he didn't film Late Night with Conan O'Brien in the same studio that Jimmy Fallon does The Tonight Show. He did it in another studio. And
we're Kelly Clarkson now. That's her show.
And that led to his really funny story involving Kelly and Conan reminiscing about the building itself.
Right across the hall, and I just, all these memories came flooding back to me,
And the first thing that will hit you, and it will hit you too, because one day you'll have this show as long as you want it, but when you're 98, you'll move on, and someone else will be in this studio.
Yeah.
When someone else is in your studio, it feels weird. So I walked in, and I said, who's in my old studio? And they said, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
And I love Kelly Clarkson. Yeah. Who doesn't love Kelly Clarkson? But still, I felt like, it's not right!
It should be a museum!
Oxfordy!
It should be a museum!
They should have burned it to the ground! And then Kelly came out to say hi, and I said, don't talk to me! You make me sick!
You took it. Wow.
Yeah, I did.
And just watching, and I don't want to throw major shade, but you're sitting next to having Conan and Fallon sharing the same screen. It just makes it so obvious that how good Conan is and how Jimmy isn't always great with interviews, and just seeing those two, there's a discrepancy there. And
yeah, he definitely took over. That. He has a, it was back to Conan with his physical presence. It was a lot of standing up and the gesturing and the loud outbursts and it was really good to see him. But at the same time, I felt really happy for him because the best revenge is success, right? And he's on his fifth season of his podcast. He has a TV show where he has surprised people on his podcast, and then he goes and visits them.
Yeah.
How cool. It almost felt like the freedom of, he can do his podcast anywhere and record with whoever he wants, spend extra time, and then gets to travel and not being kind of like tied down
studio
to an everyday nighttime show. He has a freedom there that just, you could feel it from him.
Yeah. And not only does Conan have his own podcast, but that whole Team Coco, tons of podcasts under the Team Coco umbrella.
Right. Yeah.
And a Sirius XM channel, an entire Conan radio.
Yep.
So
he's getting it done still, you know.
he's moved beyond. He told a story about Minnesota's very own Prince, Tiger Woods, had asked him to host a benefit, and one of the performers would be Stevie Wonder. So Conan went to introduce Stevie Wonder. He's like, ladies and gentlemen, Stevie Wonder. And Stevie starts playing, and he went backstage, and then this happened. Take a listen.
I go backstage, and I'm standing there, and then you just feel a presence. I just felt a presence. And I look over, it's Prince. And he's the most perfect-looking, right, person in the world. Like, just beautiful skin, wearing like a turquoise bodysuit, just perfect. And he's just standing there, and he looks like he's made out of porcelain. Just gorgeous, seriously. Yeah,
he's like a statue of Prince.
He's like a statue of Prince. And he's gorgeous, beautiful. And I just look over at him just as he looks at me, and he goes, hi. And I go, hi, hello. And I don't know what to call him because his name was changing. And I'm like, oh, Fred.
no, definitely wasn't
Fred. I really screwed up. No, but I said, this is exciting. Are you going to play with Stevie Wonder? And he went, no. And I said, oh, you're not going to play with Stevie Wonder? And he went, no, they tried to get me too, but I don't feel it tonight. And I said, oh. And I said, so, huh, because that's what they're saying. And he went, no, it was a rumor. Just a rumor. Wow. Just a rumor, and I'm going to play with Stevie Wonder. And I went, oh, okay. So then I listened, and out on the audience, Stevie Wonder starts to play the opening to Superstition, on the piano. He starts to play it. And just then I see some motion, and out of the corner of my eye, a guy has put a guitar over Prince. And he starts playing the guitar lick because he's radioed in. And he looks at me and he says, bye. And walks out. And then I'll teach it to you guys. Jesus.
Conan O'Brien returning to the Tonight Show last night.
Oh, that was so cute. Because then he goes on to say that with Prince, it was a surprise for everyone, but he also wanted it to be a surprise for Conan. And just kind of like deviant side of him, really, that showcased that so beautifully. So funny.
It was so good.
Oh.
So what a great story. And then at the very end, he was very nice to Jimmy and got ready to say something. So I'll here's that part too. So he played a clip from his new show, which, by the way, as Alexis pointed out, he was there to promote Conan O'Brien Must Go. Here's the end. It was very sweet. Class act.
Must Go premieres April 18th on Max. Conan, I just want to say thank you for always being so nice to me. Thank you for having me
on. Let me say one thing really quick. I have to say I'm just very happy for you. I've had the honor of meeting every Tonight Show host, going back to Steve Allen, and I think what you've done with this show is beautiful. You made it your own. You've done so much great quality work, and I couldn't be happier for you. You know, I really am thrilled for you, and you deserve all good things. Thank you, buddy.
Class act right there.
Genuine guy. Wow.
Yeah, very nice guy. So, Conan O'Brien, you can see the whole clip. There's two of them. Search for The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on the YouTube thing, the YouTube thing. And you can watch it for yourself. It's really good. Hey, tomorrow is the 27th annual Bids for Kids, benefiting our friends at the Ronald McDonald House Charities. As you heard in the promo, it's one of our favorite days of the year. And this year it's presented by Your Boat Club. So tune in. This is an all-day on-air fundraiser, and you can bid on or just buy outright packages. For our show, you can craft with Alexis at Southern Lights. Lex, you've been doing this for how many years now?
Oh, almost my gosh. Yeah.
10?
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so much fun. It's at Southern Lights, beautiful lighting showroom in Burnsville. Lots of space, great food. We always have some really fun projects. And we have a little twist this year, too.
Oh.
Which we'll tell you about tomorrow, but very excited.
You can see Beautiful at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters from the director's suite with Lori and Julia. And you can get your boat club rentals and more. Find details about tomorrow's big event at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, Marketplace Price is Right. Stay with us. It's Jace for MSP, the number one airport on list after list and number one in our hearts. Because, hello, it's our airport. It's ours and you can't have it. But you can go there and take advantage of everything that MSP has to offer, including this is what I love about MSP. One of the many things they curate with such devotion, perfect combination of national brands and local brands. Local brands like T-Rex Cookies. Just open. We love Tina from T-Rex. You can get it. Terminal 1, Concourse C. Soul Food. Great chicken sandwiches. Northern Soul. So good. Right there in the main MSP mall. Justin Sutherland's chicken sandwich to die for. The Cookin' Ox Steakhouse right there in Terminal 1. And great shopping too. Wild and Sweet and Legends of the North are two of my favorites. And don't forget that duty-free store. You can shop there, except for cigs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
From ticketing to takeoff, MSP is the best.
And now, a golden moment with the Golden Girls.
Dorothy, now do you see why I'm so embarrassed? Can you imagine a dance with movements just like making love and I can't do it?
Relax, Blanche. Maybe standing up is what's throwing you.
Thank you for being afraid. This has been a golden moment with the Golden Girls.
Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk, where talk is fun sometimes. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. It's Wednesday. It's April. It's the 10th. It's 24.
Woohoo!
It's time for a little Marketplace Price is Right. Take it over, Holly.
Welcome to Marketplace Price is Right, where Jason and Alexis guess the actual retail price of items for sale on Facebook Marketplace. Woo-hoo. No, I'm not making any of this up, and these are all locally curated, meaning if you hear something that you like to buy, you can go ahead and do that on Facebook Marketplace. Yes. Now we have some various items up for bids. So why don't we start with our first one? Jason and Alexis, are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Ready. Your first item up for bid on Facebook Marketplace Price is Right. It's a 1974 Zamboni Zamboni.
Wow.
Oh. Awesome Zamboni. Works great. New towel pad. New side brush. 4 propane tanks, and a spare blade. Jason and Alexis, this 1974 Zamboni could be yours if the marketplace price is right. Jason, I'm going to start with you this morning. Jason, what is your bid on this Zamboni?
This is a full-size Zamboni.
This is a full Zamboni.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to start with this. I'm going to go with
$2,000. $2,000. Jason says, Alexis.
I think it's more than that. $2,001.
Alexis, congratulations. The Zamboni is yours. It is retailing for $5,500.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know. It's not from 1974 it's from?
It's a 1974 Zamboni.
It's as old as I am. Holy crap.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it looks like it was used in Hastings at one point in time because it does say Hastings Raiders on the side.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay.
$5,000, people. Go buy it for yourself. It's really available.
Yeah. Why didn't you ride down the street in a Zamboni? Honey. All right. Good job. Alexis has a Zamboni. Here is your next item up for bid on Marketplace Price is Right. It's a vintage Hot Flashes Power Surge sweatshirt.
Say what?
Extra large. Barely worn. Almost like new condition. Size extra large. This vintage spoof sweatshirt says, I'm not having hot flashes, I'm having power surges.
I think I might need this.
Jason and Alexis, this vintage funny hot flashes power surges spoof sweatshirt extra large could be yours if the marketplace price is right. Alexis, we're going to start with you.
I have some friends who would love this sweatshirt. I'm hoping it's like $20.
$20. Alexis, Jason.
$5.
$5. Jason, congratulations. The Hot Flash sweatshirt is yours. This is retailing for $15.
Oh.
On Facebook Marketplace, cash or Venmo is accepted.
What's the size on that sweatshirt again?
Extra large.
Oh, perfect. Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. Yeah. Jason has the menopausal sweatshirt, and Alexis has the Zamboni.
Wow, what a combo.
It should have been flipped, you would have thought, but yeah.
Well, let's see who's going to win our next item up for bid on Marketplace Price is Right. Here it is. It's a vintage Coors transistor radio.
Ooh.
It's used like new, working radio, and uses 2D batteries. They're similar, selling on eBay. But if you want this vintage Coors transistor radio, it could be yours, Jason and Alexis, if the marketplace price is right. Jason, I'm going to start with you. What is your bid for this vintage Coors transistor radio?
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with $20.
$20. Alexis.
And it works. Oh, $25, Holly.
$25. Well, Jason, you are the winner, and you are right on the nose. You get $100.
What? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Here, I have this crisp $100 bill, Jason, for you.
Because do you have a Schwinn bicycle as well?
I sure do, and maybe some Archway cookies if I can convince Bozo to get off his set and come play on ours. Oh, all right, we've got two more.
Okay.
Items up for bid in Marketplace Prices Right this morning. Again, these are all actual items you can buy for yourself on Facebook Marketplace right here in the greater Twin Cities area. Jason and Alexis, here is your next item up for bid. It's a Steve Urkel collectible glass!
Oh.
Limited edition pop-pop glass Urkel collectible glass. Hand wash in cold water to preserve graphics. Now note that this is, it's just one glass with two images on different sides. One side has Steve Urkel holding a can. The other, it's Mr. Winslow and Steve Urkel and a bunch of cans. This Steve Urkel collectible glass could be yours, Jason and Alexis, if the marketplace price is right. Oh, it'll have you saying, did I drink that? Alexis.
I'm going to say $6, Holly.
$6, says Alexis. Jason.
$24.99.
Congratulations, Alexis. You have it right. Now, this glass is retailing for $20.
Oh.
Okay. $20.
Wow. I almost did $19.99.
Oh.
But, yeah.
You could have been drinking out of a TGIF glass. Oh, my goodness. Well, we've got one
while
more
wearing my while wearing my menopause sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I would like to see that.
That wouldn't be great? Well,
yeah. I'm going to go ask management to see if we have some petty cash.
Perfect.
All right. One more item up for bid in Marketplace Price is Right. And here it is, Jason and Alexis. It's vintage 1991 picture perfect Pepsi cans.
What?
Yeah. Vintage 1991 picture perfect Pepsi cans in a box. From a Pepsi can collection. Slightly used. Please see photos. Jason, okay. Jason and Alexis. These vintage 1991 picture perfect Pepsi cans, slightly used, could be yours if the marketplace price is right. All right, Jason, we're going to start with you. You didn't win the Urkel Cup, but you might win the lightly used Pepsi cans. What say you?
How many are there?
Two.
Oh.
And a commemorative box.
Oh.
$19.99.
$1,
Holly.
$1. Well, congratulations to Jason. You are now the winner of vintage 1991. Nice. Picture perfect. Wow. Pepsi cans retailing for $30.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
That's really expensive for old, well, not that old Pepsi. Well, it isn't old now.
Yeah.
The 90s were a long time ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah, slightly used.
Ew. Well. Yeah. Gross.
Yay!
Yay! Oh, and again, on Marketplace Price is Right, if any of these items sound attractive to you, you can log on to your Facebook account and find them on Marketplace in the 7-county Twin Cities metro area. Let us know if you buy that Zamboni. We want to ride.
I would drink that Pepsi. We had photographer Eric and I drank J.R. Ewing beer from 1980, and it was still good.
What?
It was still bubbly.
No.
Still, yes, we drank it, and it was actually not bad. Eric drank the whole can. I took two sips. Yeah, it was Who Shot J.R. Beer.
Whoa.
And so I can imagine what this, I think this Pepsi would be just fine.
Yeah, you have one Pepsi, one Diet Pepsi, sweetened by NutraSweet.
Okay, you lost me on that. There we go. I'm not drinking NutraSweet. Not doing that. A live streamed fight. Alexis has that when we return.
Hands down, best in the Midwest. Highly recommend JTR Roofing for all of your roofing needs. Great communication, extremely responsive. This is a message I got from Jill and couldn't agree more. JTR Roofing helped with my roofing. Actually, the soffit and fascia, which is the perimeter and undercarriage of our roof, didn't know you could get damage there, but wow, they took care of business, and this winter had no problems at all. And also, it looks really nice, too. Way better than what we had. If you are having some exterior house issues, whether it's your roof, your soffit, fascia, gutters, windows, decking, JTR Roofing can help. Now's a great time to get a head start on those spring projects. Give them a call to have them out for an estimate. Make sure you mention you're a My Talker. You can save up to $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. They have a lot of experience working with insurance. They work in the Twin Cities and Western Wisconsin. JTRRoofingInc.com is the place you go to make that appointment.
Why are we still debating one particular topic? Holly will ask that question a little bit. Right now, welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. What's better than a real-life fight? Watching it in real life, real? Watching a live stream of a fight, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. Lex? I think this would be so disturbing to have been a fan of her watching this. And then what do you do? Well, one of them did call the police. Now she's been arrested. They said she is the aggressor because they have the evidence right there. She's booked for simple domestic battery, and she's now in Florida facing criminal charges because of this. Who is she? Her name is Elisa Jordana. She is a singer, model, writer. She, I guess, appeared on Howard Stern back in 2010. I don't remember her, but there's. Do you remember her at all, Jace?
I don't.
Okay, well,
I don't.
And she's also made some other appearances as well, but on different shows. But anyway, she went live, and so she's streaming, and it appears. I watched the video. It's disturbing. It's violent because she's live streaming. She's driving. Her boyfriend is in the passenger seat, and they're on the phone with someone, and she's talking to the person, and he wants to chime in on the conversation, and she just, like, smacks him in the face. You could tell his glasses come off, his nose is hurting, he's holding it. Then she attempts to, like, smack him again, or threatens to, and then at one point, he's just had enough and starts pulling her hair while she's driving.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, so... whether it's her or someone else, I can't even imagine to see something like that live streamed. And then you call the police, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. And so she has apologized, but this is alarming. I wonder, this is her boyfriend too. So they're probably not together anymore.
Did she, maybe I missed this. Why was it live stream? Was she already like, was she doing a live stream and then they started fighting?
Yeah, I guess she goes live every so often.
And she goes live driving. A lot. So this person, Alyssa Giordana, we might have talked about her a couple of years ago because she was once engaged to Andy Dick, the comedian.
She
does live streams a lot. And these live streams can last for up to, I'm looking at her YouTube page, up to 8 hours.
Wow.
Oh, okay. So this isn't out of the blue.
The beating, I guess, of the boyfriend and then the fight that they had. Don't you think at some point you'd go, "Okay, time to turn this off."
Yes.
Maybe he just wanted evidence. I mean, at some point it's obviously he's using it to his advantage. So
You're in a car and you're pulling hair and hitting and you're endangering both of you.
The people around him. Hope that this stops.
I'm just going to make a bold judgment and say that this person, Alyssa Giordana, doesn't care. Like, everything is live to this person. Everything is a potential stunt. Everything seems to be rife for maybe perhaps going viral or getting attention.
Yeah.
Which is why when I first saw this story, I was like, okay, is this for real?
Yeah.
Or was this staged or what is happening here? But turns out to be real.
It's real. Yeah.
Oh, okay. She was, because I'm fixated on the fact that she was a Howard Stern star.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right. She was a writer.
Yeah.
The more I'm reading this, different headlines either refer to her as a writer or a star.
Yeah. I don't remember her being on the show.
I don't either.
So maybe she was more behind the scenes, but I guess she's also been in Vanderpump Rules and on Kimmel. So.
Former employee of the Howard Stern shows. Oh, yeah.
She does have some followers, and they definitely watched her beat her boyfriend.
Oh, my
And then
goodness.
He pulled her hair and.
In a car.
Yeah.
Dude is standing up. Like, dude gets.
Oh, yeah.
Puts his feet on the chair, on the seat, and just starts. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All for. You know
scary.
What? All for clicks.
Yes.
All for clicks. I mean, people walk off cliffs. They walk into fountains.
Mm-hmm.
They fall down escalators just for clicks. Oh, God.
After watching the video, too, while they're live streaming, people can, like, give you money.
Ew.
And it's, like, $5 for, you know, I feel this pain or something like, you know, like, they're donating as this is happening as well. And that feels really weird, too. Ugh.
They're giving money as she's beating the hell out of them?
Yeah. Yeah, you see that pop up in the video. Like, $5.
Where is the asteroid?
Right?
Where is the asteroid?
Jason, here's your Yipes sign. I would like you to hold it up when the asteroid arrives.
We've had a good run.
Video. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing.
No, we did it for you. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. We took one for the team for you guys. Yeah. You're welcome. We won't charge you, but oh my goodness. What are we still debating, Holly, that we shouldn't still be debating, or we're surprised we're still debating that we're debating?
Well, there are several stories that have come up about this topic in the past couple of days in the world of celebrity. One we talked about yesterday in the Dirt Alert, and then one just was popped up on People Magazine, and it's couples sleeping in separate beds. Yesterday we talked about Tori and Dean, Tori Spelling, Dean McDermott. Apparently the pig peed in the bed, an actual pig, and drove Dean McDermott out.
Yep.
And then Carson Daly is talking about the fact that he's sleeping in a different bed than his wife, and he's acting like he invented this. I'm like, wait a second, hold up.
Wait, how was he doing that?
Well,
this was a brand new concept.
Thank you. Well, apparently he was asked about this at a solar eclipse watch event.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, there's that too. We got to take that out, but yeah.
He said that he and his wife, Siri, sleep in different beds several times a week. Wow. And they both secretly love it. Wow. Groundbreaking. He goes, the object is to stay together, and that's what we like to do. And so we're reverse engineering like that. And we have a whatever it takes mindset. And part of that involves sleep divorce. It's been good for us. We don't do it all the time. But a couple of days during the week, especially if I want to watch a hockey game kind of late at night, I go into the guest room and she goes upstairs.
Yeah.
Carson.
Revelatory. Revelatory.
What? Like, these people are acting like this is new, novel, or that they have come across the secret to a happy marriage. Well, guys, we've been doing this all the time. I thought the debate was over. Take care of yourself.
This reminds me of the hyper coverage by People Magazine and Page Six of Andy Cohen having two kids. They acted like Andy Cohen was the first person to have a child, or they acted like Andy Cohen was the first gay man to have a child. Everything was like exclamation points. If that baby crapped its diaper, it would get like a headline. Or if Andy took it for froyo. I'm like, you know, Andy's not the first person to raise a child, just FYI. Yeah. That's what this reminds me of.
But I thought he was.
I'm the first person to bring my kid to the pink berry ever in civilization.
No, but now that I've said that, just Google. The next time you see, no matter where you get your news from, you will notice that whatever those kids do, it is a headline. But this is the same thing. I've been sleeping separate from Colin for over a year, couple years. It's blissful.
Oh, yeah. Especially with our different schedules.
Oh,
it's very hard.
Right. Or that there's this attitude still that if you sleep separately from your significant other, that it's somehow controversial.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry, People Magazine. It's not. Carson Daly, you're just doing what everybody else does. Congratulations.
Yeah. We are very happy.
Yeah.
We're real good.
Uh-huh.
We're real good. Thank you, Carson, for that revelatory admission. Thank you.
Saving marriages across the land, you.
But he does, yeah. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Alexis has the Wednesday edition of Am I the Asshat, plus the Dirt Alert. Lex watched Will Trent, you know, because Hulu is bound and determined to get you to watch Will Trent. Lex did it for the good of America. April has so many good specials in store at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Hey, it's Jace. You know by now, every month, Skin Rejuvenation Clinic rejuvenates their specials. And they're only available, like the McRib, for a month, and boom, they go away, never to be heard from again. And this month, you can save money on Botox. Now, Botox, as you guys probably know, is a brand. It is a brand. Dysport is another brand of injectable. So you have Botox and Dysport. I have used both. I have had friends use both, and I love both for different reasons. And there's a sale on both of them. First, let's talk Botox. In the month of April, you can get 10 units of units. You can get 10 free units of Botox when you do 48 units. That's Botox. Dysport, you like that or prefer that? You get 25 units of Dysport when you do 120 units. You got to do all these on the same appointment. This is a huge sale, but it will wrap up at the end of April, and appointments are booking up. So call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic and mention me today.